Hey, good morning. It's Brackets Hunter.
Oi. What's that?
6:35 today. We got some clouds, chance for some rain and thunder. Highs in the middle 80s. Gonna be a little windy too. Not bad though. Tonight, cloudy, some more rain and thunder. Upper 60s, around 70. Thursday, more rain, more thunderstorms. A little bit cooler, highs in the upper 70s. And then Friday, cloudy with some afternoon highs in low 80s. Isolated rain and thunder possible. Better chance for those south and east of 131. Where's your wedding being held? Your wedding party.
It's going to be outside, underneath an awning.
Outside.
Yeah.
So I think we'll be all right.
We'll be fine.
We'll be all right. We have an awning.
We have a...
I'm not going anyways. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to be there.
You bastard. You better be there.
No, I'm going to show up, do the dollar dance with your hot wife, and then I'm going to leave.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
I'm going to give you $1, though.
That's fine.
Here's your $2.
It's going to cost you $2 now.
$2. All right. Interest?
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
I'm literally, here's your $2. All
right. See you later.
Well, Slash sat down with Rolling Stone to talk about Living the Dream, his new album with Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. But, of course, he ended up answering a bunch of questions about Guns N' Roses and their reunion. And I have some highlights from that interview. He's a full GNR member, not just a hired hand. He said, quote, "From the moment we started playing together and embarking on this journey, I would consider it being a Guns N' Roses tour, not just being a hired hand to play Guns N' Roses songs." He also doesn't really want to talk about how he and Axl got over their differences. He said, quote, "I'd rather just not even get into that because at this point it's like Guns N' Roses is, and that's basically all that really needs to be said. I don't like to get into the dynamics of how because it always gets misconstrued," which I think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
They're not focusing on like, okay, well, how'd you guys get past your horrible difference? Don't worry about that. We're together now.
It's very true.
Just deal with it. The whole experience has, been pretty rosy. He said, quote, "Having Axl and I get back together and sort of work out our differences and start moving forward was sort of a shock. And it's been a really wonderful experience, and I've been having a really great time with it, and everybody's been getting along great, and the fans have been amazing."
Oh, look at that. It's two humans, and we get along. You know,
you're my best friend.
That's another thing with a lot of bands and stuff. You know, just come on.
And
I get it. You guys have been together for a long time. You probably spent your whole life together.
I've never experienced.
For God's sakes.
Well, I've never experienced, you know, being in a band like that, a traveling band. I'm sure there are ups and downs, but you do see this. When I watch all these behind the musics, eventually there becomes this breaking point, and I'm like, you guys are making tons of money playing music,
having a great
traveling
time.
Around. I mean, drugs play a big role in it, but like the Guns N' Roses behind the music is just insanity.
I feel like some of them are babies, though.
Well, they are because they're spoiled. They're given everything on a silver platter.
Yeah.
You look at some of these guys that shoot to megastardom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why you look at some of these riders and they're like, "Oh, well, I need 12 pink carnations in my room. It needs to be dimly lit and a perfect." It's like, shut up. Get on stage
and your job
and dance, monkey.
Right.
He also really doesn't want to get into Izzy Stradlin's not being part of the reunion. He said, quote, "I'm not going to go anywhere near that. I thought what he had to say about it from what I saw." I didn't read the whole thing, but the basic come away I thought was well handled. Obviously, Izzy isn't a part of it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
One of the original, you know, the original rhythm guitarist for Guns N' Roses.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, he talked about Velvet Revolver and his run with Scott Weiland and how unpleasant that was. He says, "As crazy as that whole period was, I was still shocked to hear about Scott dying. But yeah, Velvet Revolver was no fun. I have nothing positive to say about that experience, except we did write some cool stuff." So there you go.
Yeah.
Slash opening up.
Yeah. What? Buck up.
Buck up, Buttercup.
Buck up, Buttercup.
That's your rock news. We'll be back.